welcome to this issue of the podcast. You can find out more about me and see some more information over at www.moneytrainers.co.uk. I look forward to seeing you over there. Welcome back to this issue of the podcast. So what exciting things have we got to talk about today? Well, I'm going to carry on with the dying to know stuff because I think it's quite important. I've recently had an opportunity to start working on my old friend's estate who died a couple of weeks ago. And it's really interesting in that she worked with me on the Dying to Know workshops, and so she was very aware of the things that we needed to do and the things we needed to have in place in order to solve the problems after her death. Obviously not her problems, but problems for whoever was left behind, in which case it's me. And I found the whole thing really straightforward, to be honest with you. Perhaps the simplest probate work I've done. Some of you already know that I do probate work and helping families and individuals solve some of these issues around probate. But the bottom line here is because everything was organised and everything was in one place and all of the information was available, it's made the process really quite straightforward. And one of the things I do as part of the Dying to Know training process is to look at putting in place what I call rehearsal, which is actually assuming that you're dead. And where is all the information that's needed for that third party to be able to work through and solve all of the problems that have occurred afterwards? You know, what are the bank accounts? What are the details we need? Who are the investments held with? Who owns the property? Who's the landlord? All this stuff all merged together in a pretty straightforward file. And it makes the whole thing so sweet to work with, so easy to deal with. And so that's the first lesson for this month's podcast is, putting stuff in place, making sure that you've got everything organised. Starts to make a massive amount of difference. Do you know what? It might sound like it's being a bit maudlin or it's all, thinking about death and I don't want to think about it. The bottom line here is I think we have a responsibility to those people we've left behind to make sure that everything is in order and documented and easy to work with, purely because it makes it hard work when they should be grieving. These are your friends and family and people that you love and trust. So why wouldn't we want to make it easy for them? So that's the first thing for this podcast. The second thing, which I think is really quite important, is this issue of wills, which is kind of wrapped up with what I've already been talking about, putting your little ducks in a little row, if you like. But I'm seeing more and more now of people with wills that are grossly out of date, that need updating and haven't been updating and are missing important bits of legislation that subsequently changed and their wills reference old bits of legislation. And it can be a real pain in the backside. So I urge you, if you've not done so already, go and find it, dig it out from the cupboard, get a copy from the solicitors or wherever it's currently held and review it just to make sure it still makes sense, to make sure the people referenced in it are still alive, to make sure that your executors and the people you've appointed are still the right persons. I strongly suggest you don't appoint a solicitor as an executor. That might seem like a logical thing to do, but this gives the solicitor the option to charge on the estate. And what I would suggest you do is respectfully, rather than giving that to them automatically, you allow your executors to appoint a solicitor if they wish to have the whole matter dealt with by them. And that's just a point on admin, really, I guess. So, lastly, I think I do want to make some comment on where we are economically and politically, because the political situation in the UK has been quite interesting with yet another Prime Minister. But this whole thing about financial security dovetails in really quite nicely with that, because no matter what Prime Minister comes in, no matter what government comes in, no matter what change we see from a political point of view, whether we go into Europe, go back to Europe again, whether we stay out, whatever the things are, making sure that your personal finances are in order is a real, real handy thing to have. knowing that your finances are in order, knowing that whatever happens, you are going to be financially secure. If not financially secure, then better off than you would have been if you hadn't reviewed it and made some plans. Really vitally important. Because what happens is governments come and go, prime ministers come and go, the markets go up and down. Markets can fall as well as plummet, remember? And so by making sure that our own personal finances are in some kind of order and they are working for us is the starting point in order to solve any financial security problems you may have. More so than a change of government, more so than a change of legislation, more so than just about anything else. And it's actually quite straightforward to do if you follow, you know, either my guidance on the Money Trainer's website or you follow whoever your favorite method is. But just plan around it and start to get your money working for you rather than you working for it. I think that's an important point to remember, because we spend all of our life working for money or trading our life for money. But we really sit down and focus on making our money work for us. Anyway, any questions or queries, you can pop over to the Money Trainer's website and or get in touch via the page where you've heard this podcast, and I will do my best to help you where I can.